Two regular contributors to the programme, two very senior journalists, both set facing me, men of vast experience, and not say how many years, Brian Rowan and Eamon Malley both here. First of all, Eamon, what did you make of what we heard there from John O'Dowd and Arlene Foster?
I want to make two observations about what Arlene Foster said. Potentially, the investment conference of October could prove risible, laughable, bogus, fallacious, for the following reason. That the First and the Deputy First Minister are in a diametrically opposed position on the whole maze. Now, given that crisis, and that is a crisis, let's not fool ourselves. The Maze Peace Centre was a fundamental cornerstone of the programme for government. Peter Robinson unilaterally decided to literally knock the gable end of that enterprise. He didn't consult with Mr. McGuinness, as far as one can establish, because the DUP have told me specifically the letters were to the elected representatives of the Democratic Unionist Party. Nothing known to us, and I've been speaking to some Republicans and I've been speaking to the Democratic Unionist Party, very senior people in the Democratic Unionist Party, who've been very honest. Nothing known to me suggests that there's been any contact, unless it has happened very, very recently in the last few days, between Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness, since what one Republican called the letter bomb from Florida. There has been no contact between Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson. Now, that's pretty serious. These are the two people in charge of the executive, the first ministers in Northern Ireland. The other observation I would make about what Arlene said, and I think we got pretty close to the truth at last about Castledurg. Castledurg was a smokescreen. Castledurg had no bearing whatsoever on Peter Robinson's decision vis-a-vis the maze. It had no bearing whatsoever. And Arlene, when you put the question specifically to her, was it the straw that broke the camel's back? She didn't say it was, because she knows it wasn't. That's a factual situation. And
so
Arlene,
it provided the opportunity, is that?
It did not. Peter Robinson was under huge pressure. We talked to politicians inside all political parties. We know what was going on inside the Democratic Unionist Party. There was a gun to Peter's head on this maze project. Period. That's why he took his decision when he did.
Do you think he'd still be there after the next election?
Now, I think this is the idle speculation, because only Peter Robinson will decide this. Now, he is wounded as a result of this maze project, and he could become more wounded. But I don't think he's the sort of guy who walks away. We saw where he was when he had his domestic crisis, when allegations were made against him, and he held in there. And these guys just don't know when to go. But it's not going to get much better for them.
Brian, when Martin McGuinness walks into that room, whether it be in a hotel or wherever it's going to be in New York,
yeah,
I mean, are we talking icebox? Or, I mean, you know the personal, you've seen the two men up close and personal. What is that moment going to be like?
Well, I think we're...
Will any work have been done beforehand?
Well, I think we've got a street mess and we've got a political mess. And I know that Arling says it's not a crisis. We've got a lot of loose and hanging threads. And if the wrong one is tugged, a lot could unravel. So I think we've got three key dates to concentrate on. We've got a meeting this week on Wednesday of the Cardiff Talks group, which will bring together loyalists, Republicans, unionists, nationalists, police, community workers. And that's their first conversation since the whole marching situation played out in recent weeks. I don't think that meeting's going to solve anything. It's going to be a shouting match. It's going to be blame game stuff. Then next Monday, Martin McGuinness meets Peter Robinson, their first conversation face-to-face since the letter from America. Eamon, I think, has set out the seriousness of the situation. I think the big question here is, if there is no peace centre on the Mays site, what about the rest of the planned development? And while there is no stated position from Sinn Féin, while Martin McGuinness has been measured, calling the Robinson letter a mistake, there is an angry mood within the Republican community, which is off the view that if the Mays Peace Centre is not going to be built, then no brick should be laid on that site. Now, that if that becomes the official Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin response, then the crisis deepens. So you've got that meeting next Monday between Robinson and McGuinness, and then Richard Haass is due here the following Monday, the 16th, coming in here to deal with three poison issues against the backdrop of that street mess and political mess that we've described.
And if we get to that situation, Eamon, there's very little wriggle room.
There's not much wriggle room. And there are other practical problems. And let me outline some of these. Brian and I wrote a joint distillation of the whole situation on my website, eamonmalley.com, for a purpose. We spent a long time pulsing the community. And we came to certain conclusions. And that's why we put down on paper or on the website exactly where we're at. Now, inside the Corporation Development Board, that's the Mayors Corporation Development Board, there's a split there as well. The board is left in a limbo situation. Now, there were three views inside that meeting when the board met in the wake of Peter Robinson's particular letter from Florida. And the views were accordingly those who said, well, the site is a bigger site than the Peace Centre, let's drive forward. There were those who said, well, Peter's only politicising, he's being political, he's playing games, let's go ahead. But there's another very sizable body in there who said, listen, this whole Mays enterprise was predicated exclusively and promoted and marketed internationally involving Libeskind, Daniel Libeskind, the most celebrated architect in the world today. It was predicated exclusively on the Peace Centre and retention of certain buildings attaching to her history. Now, they argue once those cornerstones go, then the whole project goes and has to be redrafted, recast. So there is a huge problem here. Now, I think the Democratic Unionist Party have taken their eye off the ball here. Peter Robinson in Florida all summer. Again, I think he's taken his eye off the ball. They think they're going to come back, he's going to come back and smooth this over. I think it's a bigger problem. That's why I'm saying that Ireland's conference come October could look very, very risible against a backdrop of this much vaunted, promoted new world at the Mays, which may just end up a wilderness in Northern Ireland.
And while this is going on one level, on another level, on the streets, you witnessed it at first hand on Saturday, Brian. Again, every time that there is a contentious parade, it bubbles up and bubbles up and bubbles up again.
I put a tweet out at the weekend saying, police out in big numbers, parades commission ignored, leaders in hiding and no one in charge. And I think that sums up the situation we're in. I've watched the police on various lines in recent weeks taking a battering. I saw people approach police officers at the weekend to complain that in their eyes the determination of the Parades Commission had been ignored again on Donegal Street. There is no policing answer to this problem. Yes, the police can hold the line. It's a damage limitation exercise. Those big policing pictures are pictures of insecurity. They're a statement of political and community failure. Now, when Richard Haass comes, if Richard Haass is going to run this dialogue as a debating society, it's going to go nowhere. This mess that we're in at the moment, part of the responsibility for that is a lack of political will. So I think Haass needs to come and listen for a short time. He then needs to write a set of proposals. He needs to talk much wider than within the political frame, and he needs to put it to McGuinness and Robinson on a take-it-or-leave-it basis.
Okay.
If this goes on and on, he'll not be here for 3 months. He'll be here for 3 years.
Okay. Eamon and Brian, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.